All right, welcome to our Dallas County Let's Talk program presented by Perry Fairway. I'm your host, Logan Mance, and joining me today is the Director of PR Marketing and Foundation, Tom Harmson. And Tom, we'll talk about a lot of things, but we'll start with the two performance banners, as the Dallas County Hospital has been amazing with their care, and they continue it, and they want to show it off. So if you come into the hospital and go through the entrance, you'll see two banners, and can you tell us about those?
Yeah. So the two banners, the first captures, actually at the bottom, is our performance award that we received through the Chartis Group. So they measure rural hospital performance nationwide and focus in on three specific metrics. The two that we were in the top 25% of in comparison to rural hospitals nationwide was for excellence in quality and patient perspective. And we very aggressively measure those within the hospital, looking at readmissions, also surveys that patients receive upon discharge to make sure we're recognizing what's going well and acting where we can improve. The other banner that's on top of that is actually pertaining to our new mission and vision that we adopted and released just a few months ago. So our previous had been in place for quite a while, and as we looked at shifts in healthcare and how the landscape of hospital care and clinic care looks, we wanted to adopt statements that better align with what our objectives are now and into the future. So our mission now is high quality, personalized care accessible to all, and our vision is to be your first choice.
Dallas County provides around-the-clock care. What does this say about the employees that work here and the job they've done?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, we really, really closely look at our patient overall experience. And, I mean, our mission is to, as we said, high-quality, personalized care accessible to all. We're seeing our patient volumes grow, and we're seeing the distances that patients are commuting to us expand. So we want to make sure that we are being respectful of people's investment that they're making into DCH from their time with their benefits and just the overall confidence they're entrusting in us as their medical provider. So I think that seeing these awards show the results of just very intentional efforts we've made to be mindful of taking great care of our patients, and we're excited to keep doing that in 2023.
Again, we're speaking to Thomas Harmson, the Director of PR, Marketing, and Foundation, and moving on to the new year, a new kind of program, a new year, new you campaign, started with the Dallas County Hospital. Could you talk about that? What people can learn about this new you, or new year, new you campaign?
So it's a combination of a patient and team member recruiting strategy. So our goal with our patients is to transform their healthcare and transform their lives when possible. And this is achieved in a variety of ways, including with some of our typical specialty clinic offerings that we've offered over the years. And also with some additional that we have, implemented. So some of those standard ones would include urology, audiology, dermatology, nephrology, pediatric dental, ear, nose, throat, allergy, pain, and general surgery, such as colonoscopies and endoscopies. Those remain available and busy. In recent months, we've also added our own podiatric surgeon, Dr. Holcomb, and he specializes in plantar fasciitis, toenail fungus, plantar warts, wound treatments, including venous and arterial insufficiency, and then wound vacs, sports injuries, bunions, foot and ankle reconstruction, ankle scopes. There's just a wide variety that people can take advantage of here. Cosmetic surgery has been booming as well, as we introduced our own cosmetic surgeon over the late summer. And during the month of January, any procedures that are booked will qualify for $500 off. And so the consultation, the initial one, is free, and he specializes primarily in breast and stomach procedures. So for folks interested in those services, January is a great time to call the specialty clinic and set up your appointment. And we're hoping that ability to take advantage of these specialized services closer to home really helps people in their new year journey, when we know that's typically a time that people are resetting and reestablishing goals. And that's where the new year, new you with Dallas County Hospital's help comes into play.
That's been pretty impressive to stay focused through those alerts. Dallas County Hospital is definitely busy with the number of calls you guys get. And that's pretty impressive to pronounce those big words, big hospital words. I know I probably couldn't do that. Moving right along on the updates from the Dallas County Hospital. Moving on with the new providers, and you're also looking for providers, but let's start with the new providers.
Yeah, so that would be Dr. Timothy Holcomb, our podiatric surgeon. He's here on Tuesdays and Fridays. He's a DCH employee, and then he performs surgery one of the other days of the week. We've seen Wednesdays, but I think that can fluctuate a little bit. And then Dr. Kondolian is our other most recent one, with that $500 discount that he's offering for procedures booked in January. We are actively recruiting for an orthopedist, and we'll have a new ophthalmologist for cataracts starting with us too.
A new institution with the Dallas County Hospital is Purdue Global. Could you tell us what's new with that? What people can know about the Purdue Global building alongside the Dallas County Hospital? Yeah.
So a few months back is when we unveiled the remodel of our one arm of our med-surg wing that we transformed into this Purdue Global space, providing, I think the biggest piece is probably our state-of-the-art mannequins that are very sophisticated and state-of-the-art, and actually really provide real-life experiences for they provide scenarios of those, I should say, as students are going through. For example, we have a mannequin that simulates labor and delivery, one that is more trauma-focused. That way, our students can get a few different examples depending on which area of nursing they choose to focus on upon graduation. So it gives them some variety and exposure with these mannequins in particular that they probably won't find in many other settings.